Treasures of Darkness by M.R. Malachi. Preface, and I will give you the treasures of darkness, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that it is I, the God of Israel, who calls you by name. Isaiah 45:3. Darkness is covering the earth, even thick darkness. But there are treasures hidden in the shadows, spiritual riches in secret places. The Lord had been giving me Isaiah 45:1-4 for years, and I always believed it referred to the supernatural provision for the fulfillment of his kingdom purposes in my life. It wasn't until I moved to Jerusalem that I came to realize that while it may also be referring to hidden wealth in the natural, the promise was speaking primarily and particularly about the ultra-Orthodox. Even as I write these words, an excitement is swelling in my heart that the mountains will be leveled and the gates of bronze and bars of iron will one day break open. This guide is designed for intercessors that have a burden for the ultra-Orthodox, particularly the Hasidim, in the hope that it will provide greater understanding of this community, insight into what the enemy has planned that needs to be uprooted in prayer, and suggested ways to pray. While searching for materials describing the lifestyle of the ultra-Orthodox, the owner of a religious bookstore told me quite frankly, "Why would anyone want to write a book about the ultra-Orthodox? If you're on the inside, then you already know what's going on. If you're on the outside, you only think you know what's going on, but no one's going to tell you what's really happening. Because the ultra-Orthodox system is a closed system, this writing will not be an exhaustive treatment by any means. I have learned what I will be sharing primarily from general sources, public literature written by Hasidic authors, observations in the neighborhood on numerous prayer walks, asking questions whenever I can, learning from those who are still in the system but secretly believe in the Messiah, and those who have come out and are open believers. Our journey into the ultra-Orthodox world is for the purpose of heart focus to inspire prayer. While this book is separated by chapter headings, there is a degree of overlapping as these issues are deeply intertwined both in Scripture and in Jewish history. The hope is to gain an appreciation of how the enemy has spun a web of deception that overlaps and builds upon itself into the present day, so that our prayers may be most effective in setting the captives free. As such, this is not a scholarly work, nor is it intended for an academic pursuit, head knowledge, or to whet the appetite of readers to traverse the twilight labyrinth of the mystical universe of the ultra-Orthodox. This guide is written from the heart, and my experience and knowledge will mature as the Lord opens the door wider for more intense interaction in the lives of those in the religious community. But solid food is for the mature who, by constant use, have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. Hebrews 5:14. Discerning truth from error is a hallmark of our maturity in the Messiah Jesus. The grace to rightly divide the word of God is a weapon of our warfare and a safeguard against deception. To the degree that we are abiding in the branch, we come under the wings of his protection. We bear fruit that lasts, showing that we are his disciples and are able to teach others, advancing his kingdom for future generations. This guide to understanding and praying for the ultra-Orthodox is dedicated to Jesus, Yeshua, my precious Lord, to the remnant of Israel that will come to know their Messiah because of the intercession it seeks to inspire. Jesus literally saved my life. He is the lover of my soul, my Savior and husband. I am a lover of Zion and called to Jerusalem, but Jerusalem is not the love of my life. Jesus is the love of my life, and by grace of God, as I keep my eyes fixed on him and purpose to exalt him as my first love, he will keep me in perfect peace, balanced in doctrine, of sound mind, and protected from the seducing spirits of these latter days.